broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And kicking off another great July Saturday, and the producer, executive producer of the Golf Club Radio Show, celebrating his birthday on this full moon. It's a thunder moon, by the way. It's going to be full at 6:06 Hawaii time. We've got some tee times for you to take advantage of today. Kapolei, I want to mention this right away, has an 8:30, and that's very unusual. We're starting off this show with the host of the Grill Room Golf Show and lead correspondent for Talk Sport, Bob Bupka. But first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
And by the way, Alan Nakata and Associates is need help, and you should call them at 548-7526. All right, the host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove, well, change the face of the driver for a crisp, clean response in the clubhouse now. Bob Bupka, welcome in.
Well, Danielle, thank you very much for having me, and let me extend a birthday wish to the executive producer of the Golf Club with a little warning. There'll be a time that'll rapidly approach, because I've exceeded it, where I don't know if you celebrate birthdays or not, because after you've had too many, they get tough.
Yeah, well, you got to celebrate being alive and being happy and having our faculties. And, you know, when you don't know it anyway. So it's all good.
Oh, you're right about that, Danielle. And I make it a point to celebrate every day. And why not? I get to cover golf. I get the privilege and honor of going on a show like yours where, yeah, you have so much passion for the sport. Your listeners love listening to, you know, what transpires over the airwaves. You know, radio has been my life for a long, long time. And I can't think of a better way to have gone through it, combining the two things that I really love, radio and golf. And, you know, it's been a good ride.
It's
and we're getting
perfect.
Ready for a big ride as we get to go over to Birkdale for the Open Championship coming up in just a couple of weeks from right now.
Yes, exactly. 2 weeks from now, Royal Birkdale will be in moving day like we are at Greenbrier. And I want to start off with a little bit of a memory. The Greenbrier recovery at Greenbrier has been incredible. The community, the folks who own the Greenbrier, of course, coming together. And last year, they couldn't hold the tournament. They were still trying to get over the floods of 2 years ago that devastated the area and took the lives of many people. It's amazing what they've done, isn't it? With those five golf courses, some of them not quite ready to be opened, but it's looking gorgeous on television, that Greenbrier and the championship.
Yeah, very well said, Danielle. And I think the most impressive thing that come out of that entire situation, when I learned that people that lost their homes, a lot of them were put up at the Greenbrier, no charge, so that they would have a safe place with clean running water. I just thought that was tremendous by the people at the Greenbrier to extend their hand to the people in need. The golf course looks great. The players are happy to be down there. Can, you know, Davis Love at 53 become the oldest winner on the PGA Tour? That honor belongs to Sam Snead. Ironically, he was associated with the Greenbrier for a long, long time. So we'll have to wait and see. He's four shots back going into the weekend. Davis Love, one of the real good guys on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, one of our Sony Open in Hawaii winners, Russell Henley, is tied for fourth with Danny Lee. Hudson Swafford is tied for second with Ben Martin. And at the top is a Spaniard, Sebastian Munoz. He's 12 under, three ahead of Ben Martin, Hudson Swafford. Interesting leaderboard, but of course, all the talk's been about Phil Mickelson. And Phil Mickelson doing just pretty good, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think he's playing very well, and you know he's going to be he's only got, in quite to be perfectly candid, maybe another year, another 2 years where physically he'll be at the top of his game, and obviously he wants to make one more run at a United States Open. He would dearly love for that to happen next June, right out where I'm, you know, vacationing right now with my brother and. On the east end of Long Island. I mean, I'll put this combination together. I'm in the Hamptons, and I'm talking to somebody in Hawaii. There's a lot of land in between us, but I don't think there's any two places that are any nicer. So I'm enjoying it out here. We're going to have a big family reunion coming up in a couple of hours on one of the famous beaches here. Doesn't rival Waikiki, but, you know, in our little way, it's still a great beach, and we'll see what happens with Phil. You know, I mean, an extremely, extremely talented golfer, and I know you're going to have Mike Perkey on, Danielle, and he wrote a wonderful article. I'm sure you're going to be talking about it. Will there ever be another Tiger Woods? And I don't know what camp you're in, but I'm in the camp that, you know, we'll never see anybody that you know, accomplish what he did. I mean, before he became professional, to win six USGA events in a row is just remarkable.
I'm definitely in the camp that I'm so tired of anyone who is on a winning streak for, let's say, 3 months, all of a sudden is the next Tiger Woods. I mean, this is what, look at, he's doing what Tiger Woods did. You know, like, come on, guys. I mean, Tiger Woods was, I'm going to go off here, number one for 5 years. You know, he didn't miss the cut from 98 to 05. You just don't see that happening. Yeah, we have streaky players, and they win, and we have excellent golfers. Don't get me wrong. Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, they're on, they're off, they're on, they're off, but there's no consistency like TW. I mean, it's just, he was just amazing. And until somebody doesn't miss the cut for one full year, then I might say, we got something going on here. You know, but yeah.
A good, very well said, Danielle. And why it's amazing. I was just thinking about Russell Henley when he won the Sony Open. You know, the media area there is very small. It doesn't accommodate too many media people. Maybe a dozen of us are in that little room. And Russell Henley was being brought in for his winning interview. And he happened to be on his cell phone, but it was on a speakerphone. And his mother was scolding him, saying, you know, Russell, you got to smile more when you're on television. You're not making me very happy. And I saw Russell about a month ago, and I said, you know, the thing I remember about your victory is your mother giving you a tongue lashing as you're going into the media room, and we both got a good chuckle out of that.
Yeah, well, moms are interesting. It's like everybody was laughing at the poor mom last week when she went into the mucky waters to retrieve her child's putter. Now, remember, this mother has probably been following this young man around a golf course, oh, since, I don't know, 3 years old. And she's been picking up and going after things that he, you know, just threw around in one of his little fits. But to find it not working, you know, broken in two. And she's climbing out. I'm thinking, poor mom, all these guys are laughing at you. And you've been the one who's been changing this kid's diapers.
Yeah.
For goodness knows how many years, even when he didn't need diaper changing. So quit laughing
sure
at her.
She sure gets my vote. She gets my vote, Danielle, as Mother of the Year. No doubt about that.
I know. I got to ask you. Okay, Jim Bones Mackay. Okay. 25 years on Phil Mickelson's bag, 500 tournaments, 11 Ryder Cups, 42 PGA Tour victories with Mickelson. Instead of caddying for someone else, as he considered, he is going to bring his course knowledge to television as an on-course reporter. Now, you got to wonder, does he have to be careful about how much of his inside knowledge he reveals so not to be considered a tell-all or, you know, alienate the guys that he's been around for all these years? What do you think,
Well, Brian? I can guarantee you that he's certainly not going to be saying anything negative about Phil Mickelson. and Golf Channel certainly thinks that they're going to be able to get all the inside stuff, but you recognize right off the bat that that's not going to be easy. I mean, you know, what happens inside the ropes is meant to stay inside the ropes. And, you know, he's going to be walking a very fine line. And, you know, he'll bring, obviously, some insight, maybe some course strategy. But, you know, if anybody ever throws it to him and says, well, you remember when Phil messed up on this hole? What took place on that tee, Bones? Did you tell him to hit that club or didn't you tell him to hit that club? And then there's going to be silence on the other end. So I wish Jim all the best of luck in his TV career. He's one of the nice guys. He's been out there a long, long time, worked hard, had a good ride with Phil Mickelson. I mean, you win 42 times on the bag, 41, I guess, to be more accurate. He missed the first one. But that's quite an accomplishment for any caddy.
Oh, being with somebody for 25 years, you know, and I'm sure there were tongue lashings that he took that weren't on television. That just is the nature of the beast. Someone's not having a good day, you're going to take it out on the guy closest to you, right? I mean, that's just the way it is. That's part of being a caddy. But let's go across the pond. Okay, we were talking about the streaky guys who are always being labeled the next great thing, person, golfer. That would be Rory McIlroy. And he lost the Port Stewart folks over there. And I gotta get this right. It's the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open hosted by the Rory McIlroy Foundation. Did I get it all?
You got it all. And you almost need a half hour show to say the name of the event.
Thank you. All right. So the tournament host, his putter, simply couldn't get it, you know, couldn't get it going. The putter was sleeping. He's going to Royal Birkdale in 2 weeks. He's a favorite. Enough time to groove that putter, Bob? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he has so much talent. All it's going to take is one good round, and he'll be off to the races. But be very leery of the guy that's currently on top of that leaderboard by the name of John Rahm. His game is tailor-made for Royal Birkdale, and you know, if he should pull off this victory here either this week or next week in the Scottish Open and roll into Birkdale with a European Tour win on his resume, I would think that he'd be one of the early morning favorites at, you know, Royal Birkdale. It's a great golf course, and I think John Rahm, even if he doesn't win, I think he's going to do very well over there.
It's good to see this young man wants to be a Ryder Cup European, of course, or European Ryder Cup team member, and he wants to do it next year. He wants to be there in France in 18. So he's really that's really his motivation, I think, don't you?
Well, I'm trying to ascertain who wants to be in France for that Ryder Cup more, John Rahm or Danielle Tucker, and right now it seems to be Nip and Tuck.
I would love to be in France for the Ryder Cup. That would be amazing. I would love to be at a Ryder Cup. I'm afraid, though, if I went to a Ryder Cup, I wouldn't be close enough. It's like 40 deep, you know. Who's putting?
Yeah, but you'd be in the media center. Don't worry about that. We'd take good care of you, Danielle.
Oh, you're so wonderful. I was wondering if John Rahm, of course, didn't make the cut at Erin Hills. And Erin Hills is kind of a linksy course, right? I was wondering, he must have learned a lot in missing that cut or playing that course.
Yeah, he tried too hard. He's a young man. He's going to learn that you just can't come out of the box blazing. You got to kind of feel what kind of game you've brought that week. And his game wasn't razor sharp at Erin Hills. But every missed cut, I think, is just a learning experience for this young man. He's got a thirst for victory. He's got an excellent work ethic. And he's got an inspiration in the form of Seve Ballesteros and Sergio Garcia and Jose Maria Olafable. Those three Spanish names motivate John Rahm almost on a regular basis. He's got everything going for him. I think the world of the young man. He's very polite. He's very accommodating. And most important for him, he's very talented.
Yes. Now, we've got Port Stewart. And then the Scottish Open, the course escapes me. Then we go to Royal Birkdale. Is Royal Birkdale very linksy, or is it in between a woodland and links course?
Yeah, you're probably accurate in describing it as that. The most important thing is my hotel in Liverpool is only 500 yards from the Beatles Museum.
Okay.
So, I'll have fun long before the tournament even starts on Thursday. But a lot of the players, ironically enough, they rate Royal Birkdale as one of the top three golf courses that the Open Championship goes to. Of course, you know, you got to have St. Andrews in there. And probably Carnoustie, but right after that, it's a battle between Muirfield and Royal Birkdale, and a lot of people lean towards Royal Birkdale as being that special.
Okay, so who are you picking for the Open?
Well, I can't disclose that on public radio at this point because bookmakers will
yes.
be after me. But I will say this. I'll make a promise. I'll be on the air with you prior to the Open Championship,
okay.
And I will make my selection.
Okay, because, you did cause quite the havoc, didn't you, in the UK with the bookmakers when you made a selection on television. Tell us that, or rather radio. Tell us that story, just to refresh our minds.
Well, prior to the U.S. Open in 2009, I was on a network over in Ireland, and they said, "All right, Bob Bupka, who do you think's going to win the United States Open at Bethpage Black?" And I said, "I'll tell you who's going to win, Lucas Glover." And, of course, there was chuckles on the other side, but there were some loyal listeners that made their way down to the bet shop and placed wages at the odds of 250-1.
Oh, yeah.
And they were laughing and laughing. And I've been told if I go to Ireland, it might be 2.5 years before I have to pay for a drink.
I think that's marvelous. I have one final thing that I need to bring up with you, because it's really rather serious. And the accusation must be very heavy for the person who is getting things thrown at him. What do you think of this hoopla over the anchoring issue and Bernard Langer possibly anchoring while he's playing on the PGA Champions?
I'll say this much, Danielle. If you asked me to make a list of players that have the potential to violate a rule of golf, the last name, the very last name that I would write down would be Bernhard Langer. He's a man of tremendous faith. He would give up. He wouldn't care about winning one thing if he had to do something that wasn't proper. He's an outstanding family man. He's way above board as far as any infractions on the golf course. I just read, I think within the last 24 hours or so, the United States Golf Association released a statement kind of stressing the fact that, the character of Bernhard Langer was not in question, and they're convinced there was no infraction, and I certainly feel that way. I would go so far to say that if Bernhard Langer came out and said that he deliberately cheated, I would never go on the radio again.
Wow. Now, I understand exactly why you have that much faith, because he's Bernard Langer violate a rule without calling himself on it? I don't think so. I just don't get it. But let's go to the PGA Champions Tour. Randall Chambly said he noticed something on television that Bernard Langer did, and it was he called him out. He called somebody else out, saying that it's too iffy. It's too possible to do it. And, maybe this whole club should be just eliminated from competition entirely, certainly on the professional tours. So that's kind of where all of that started. And that is exactly right. Bob Bupka said USGA came out and said, no, we're behind them. And they didn't violate the rules. Now, finally, we have a victorious person using your vertical groove club, the driver, on the PGA Champions.
And his name is Kenny Perry, wins the Senior Open, is not compensated to play the vertical groove driver. He plays it for one reason, well, actually two reasons to be accurate. It goes further and it goes straighter. And these are the words of Kenny Perry. And for a player of Kenny Perry's stature, Danielle, and you've been around this game long enough, for him to put a golf club in his bag without getting compensated, that must be one special club, and that's exactly what the vertical groove driver is. And if your listeners want more information, they can go to vertgolf.com, vertgolf.com. Get information, order one, and then make everybody in your foursome jealous when you hit it straighter and further than they do. We're going to get one in the hands of Danielle Tucker, but then nobody's going to play with her because she's going to be hitting it too far.
Straight would be nice. Bob Bupka, it's always a pleasure. Bob Bupka is host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove. Change the face of the driver for a crisp, clean response. And of course, he's also the lead correspondent for Talk Sport. And we'll be talking coming up real soon. We've got the U.S. Women's Open next weekend, and then it's the Open. How long? So you're staying on Long Island until you head over the pond?
Well, it's kind of a day-by-day thing. I'm staying with my brother. I wake up every morning, and I quickly check to see if he packed my bags. If not, then I get one more day. But he's been very accommodating so far, and he's my only brother, and I have my sister here also, my only sister. So it's quite a thrill for me.
This is wonderful. Thank you so much for visiting with us. It's great having you in the clubhouse. Aloha, Bob. Talk soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Danielle.
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. We're going to come back. Michael Patrick Shields went running with the bulls in Pamplona. And, amazing. I went to sleep the night before, because it's 12 hours ahead, right? And I woke up, and one of the first things I do is check, is he alive? We'll find out right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I need help. Maybe you've heard that from people who are taking care of a loved one. They don't want to go into a home. They want to stay at home, but need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative. Meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene. See, home care to give peace of mind to you and to the one you love. A few hours a week or 24/7. It's really up to you. You choose the number of hours you need. So need help? They have a plan for you, for your parents, your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help. The number is 548-7526. Eliminate the hassles, the frustration, and the unknown. Call Need Help now at 548-7526. They're available on Maui and Oahu, of course. They're actually in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. Need help? That number is 548-7526.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Did you remember last weekend Oahu's kids found out that they could play free 17 years of age and under from 8 to 17? Oahu's Keiki play free on Oahu's municipal golf courses. The mayor signed the bill into law, eliminating the $17 fee kids paid and $19 on weekends. And so, all they need is a golf ID card. And they're available, of course, at the Alawai, the Pali, and Ted Makalena golf courses. You need to bring your child to the golf course, though one of those three, okay? And once you take them there, bring with you your driver's license and something that would show that the child is a child of yours and that they live here, because people have tried little hanky-panky things in the past just to get a golf cart so they could get the lower reduced prices. And now that it's free, it's for kama'aina, it's for kids who live in Hawaii, and that's what you need to do. All right, it looks like, Michael Patrick Shields is staying at the most amazing hotel. And after running with the Bulls, I must tell you, he did survive. It was exhilarating and scary. And he's having a great time with his friends and family. And I believe right now we've got, because we haven't heard from Michael, we're going to have to just wait until he calls in. Maybe he's having a few, drinks to steady himself. Maybe he's still having dinner, because it is about 7:30 in the evening in Madrid, where he would be calling from. So let's go to Ben Throckmorton. And Ben is one of the coolest people. He has been on the show a couple of times before. Golf instructor. He created the Golf Swing Secret. He's Throckmorton&Company.com. He came up with how to break 90 in 3 easy lessons. But he knows that there's nothing easy about this game. And when he actually had back surgery, and I say this because he and I have that in common, like so many people do, he didn't give up. But he knew that there was a special way to learn to play. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ben.
Hey, how are you doing, you?
I'm good. Now, if we get this guy, Michael Patrick Shields, to call in, would you mind if we just kind of, if you listen to his telling of his running of the Bulls experience?
Not at all.
Because
hey, I got nothing as exciting as running with the Bulls to talk about. I can assure you of that.
I don't know, exciting or insane? Which one do you think?
Well, you can choose either one of those you want to talk about.
Okay.
You know?
And I'd be happy to say that to Michael Patrick Shields. So if he does call in, I just want you to know that we might say, oh, let's, Michael is on now. Okay. He must be calling in on the bridge. And my bigger introduction about the bucket list, you know, it's no longer on the bucket list. Michael Patrick Shields ran with the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain. He's in from Madrid now. Come on into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick. No, Michael Patrick is not in the clubhouse. Okay. We must have lost him, the connection. Okay. We'll try
again. The Bulls
again.
Didn't get him, did they?
No. Yeah, one snuck up on him and went, you thought, I don't know. I've stood in a barn.
I don't know what's going on. I was on the 800 number for 15 minutes, and then when she came to me, I was speaking, and she couldn't hear me.
Hello, Michael Patrick.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
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 I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Danielle?
Yes.
Buenos dias, señorita.
Bonacera.
I don't know. I listened to the whole Bob Bubka's whole beautiful interview, and I heard him talking about Spanish golfers, and I said, that's a beautiful transition, isn't it?
Yes, I'm so, I didn't know you were, I thought you were calling in on your cell phone. I didn't. It's technology. We've got it all together. You are with us now, and I'm so excited because I was just talking to Ben Throckmorton about the challenges, you know, of running with the bulls and whether or not it was an insane thing to do or a marvelously inspired thing to do. Neither, it doesn't matter which one it is. But then, you know, as I was waiting to get in touch with you, I couldn't help but recount my moment. It's so terrifying to me. I was standing between two cows in a barn, docile, wonderful little creatures who got a little bit, you know, anxious. They wanted to get out of the barn. They wanted to go outside, and I was supposed to open the door, and they were like starting to rock back and forth, and I'm like, I'm gonna get crap. You were in the midst of madness. I'm so glad to talk with you. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you very much. I would say that it was the narrowest fairway I've ever seen, those streets through medieval Pamplona, if you will, and it was probably inspired madness, to say the least, but I guess the comfort of it is that it's been going on for hundreds of years, and so you're surrounded by this tradition, and there's a nobility in it. I'm not sure that the three people who were gored on the seventh day of the seventh month, the opening day, feel very noble today. I don't know if you saw the news or read about it, but one of them was gored in the abdomen, and the other one was gored in the hamstring, and then the third unfortunate man was gored in, I'm sorry to say this, in the morning. He was gored in the scrotum.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, did any survive? Were these fatal injuries?
At the moment, at the last I heard, they were in the hospital and recovering. But I mean, we're talking about a half-mile route through a narrow street. And so one of the gorings happened at the very beginning. I was about a quarter of the way through, and then the other two gorings happened near the bull ring toward the end. So these were the meanest, nastiest bulls traditionally. They decide to run them on the first day, which I didn't appreciate very much, but, you know, that's the luck of the draw, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So they did their damage, and they raked a bunch of people, but somehow I was unscathed. And so it was exhilarating, and it was colorful, and, you know, you can do it too. This company...
I was wondering, can girls do it?
7% of the runners are women. I have to tell you, though, I didn't see a single one. they're hard to... everybody wears the same thing, all white with a red neckerchief, which you've probably seen on YouTube or you've probably seen on television. And so this company called MadeForSpainAndPortugal.com had me meet with a coach the day before, and we did a walkthrough. Kind of like a practice round, I guess.
Yeah.
And he checked my backswing, and he told me where to stand and what to anticipate. And they picked a part of the route that was more predictable maybe than others, but they did warn me. They said that this is where the bulls typically go, but they're 2,000-pound unpredictable wild animals, and so there's no guarantees, and you could die doing this. So if you know that and you're willing to still do it, game on.
You know, that the YouTube, actually Facebook, though, everything you shared online was amazing to see the town squares, the streets full of vibrating people, shoulder to shoulder, dancing and singing, and then the ceremony of it, the religious ceremony of it, the prayers and the meetings in the church, all of that was like, wow. And then you could see it's kind of like you get into a spell that, you know, then you move into the actual running moment, and that it's, did you find yourself captivated in the moment?
Definitely, because I ran from Town Hall Square, so there's a large clock above where I am, and there are people hanging from the windows and balconies, and there'd be people praying, there'd be people crying, there'd be people, pointing, saying, De Toro is coming, and they try to help you out a little bit.
Wow.
In case you're not sure if all six came through.
Wow.
And it's like, to me, it's like going back in time. And, you know, it's at 8 in the morning. You hear two rockets go off, and you know, way down that street, there are some bulls coming now, because when they shoot the rockets, that's when the bulls are coming. And then this sort of madness starts to take place.
Do you feel it?
A wall of people.
Do you feel it?
Yeah, it's like a... yeah, it's like a wall of people that are coming, and you're like, you're running now, whether you like it or not, because otherwise you'll be mowed over by the people. And, you know, I was up very early, and as you suggested, I went to the Church of San Fermin, which is traditional, to pray for your safety and the safety of others. And before that, I had a breakfast of about a half bottle of Russian vodka with a little bit of lemonade. Because I was like, man, maybe I shouldn't do this. You know, I just don't know. But I wanted to do it, so I needed a little courage.
God, Michael Patrick Shields is our travel guru extraordinaire. He writes at TravelTattler.com. He's host of Michigan's Big Show, Michigan Association of Broadcasters' Best Network Radio Personality. You can see why. He collaborated and is author with Ben Wright, Arthur Hills, Larry King, and Donald Trump. He was in Pamplona on the 7th of July for the Running of the Bulls, a bucket list. He's staying at this beautiful hotel, the Hotel Orfea in Madrid. Why the Running of the Bulls a bucket list item?
Because for so many years I saw it on television. Well, yeah, you see it on TV, sort of. It makes the news once. You know, it makes the news once a year, and I thought it was so colorful and old world. And I just kept saying, you know, one year I'm going to do that. And I just turned 50, and I said, the one year is now. And that's the way I've always lived anyway. So I started 1 year ago telling people I'm doing it. And so the more people I told, you know, I couldn't really back out of it. And then when I met this woman, Virginia, with MadeForSpainAndPortugal.com, and she said, sure, we can arrange it. We'll sort it out. And she explained to me, you know, you should go in there with some knowledge, where to stay, when to get there, because it runs 7 days, but you only usually hear about the first day. And I wanted to be there on the first day. So the two nights before, I stayed in San Sebastian, which is a beach town, really pretty cool old town. And that's where Jose Maria Olazabal is from, for a little golf connection for you there. And that was fun. So I sort of ramped up to it and got my body used to the time difference and attended the opening ceremonies, and then came Friday morning, and there it was.
I am just in awe. You know, just the idea of feeling the hoofs in my feet. Ooh. And the people stomping the ground, mm-hmm. running, and all of that vibration underneath you. And you've got to go, because otherwise you're going to get trampled to death. I don't know that I could put myself in that kind of a narrow fairway, as you said. Thank you so much, Michael Patrick Shields, for being on the show and talking about it. Tell us, what is the name of the website that people can go to should they actually want to do this?
I'm in Madrid right now, so you can come in and make a nice wine vacation of it. You can play golf, whatever you like. It's MadeForSpainAndPortugal.com. And if there's one thing if I have a mission anymore, it's to tell people that you can do these things. You don't have to dream about it. You don't have to say someday, you know, maybe you have to save for it. But if you see it in this world, you can get there these days, and you can do it. And it would be really nice if, if somebody's inspired to, you know, go to St. Andrews, or, you know, a lot of people come to Hawaii as their bucket list thing. So if I can just sort of encourage you, I mean, if I can do that at age 50, you're taking your chances. But, if you're going to live, you got to live, I think, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And Michael Patrick Shields, you live to the fullest. And that's why we adore having you inside the clubhouse. And thank you for being here. Thank you for waiting. And thank you for being you. And we'll talk soon.
Gracias. Adios, bonita señorita.
Oh, adios. We're going to come back and continue our conversation with Ben Throckmorton, who's been so patient. I'm sure he was fascinated. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong. Quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call. Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Ben Throckmorton, golf instructor, he's quoted, "I want players to be armed with the knowledge that even though well-meaning, a lot of what you read in print and see on TV is just not helpful." I love that quote because so much isn't helpful to learning how to play the game of golf. And welcome back into the clubhouse. Thanks for hanging out. Wasn't that interesting?
No,
we're listening to Michael Patrick Shields. I mean, wasn't that something?
Running with the bulls. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Yes. You can do anything you want, including coming back from an operation like you did and get back into the game. It's just how you do it. Is that what inspired you?
Yeah, I think so.
To create a swing that worked for yourself and for possibly others?
Right. Well, when I had my back surgery originally, I didn't play for a little over two years. And I was always a hang back and hook it kind of guy. You know, Johnny Miller type from the 70s, I would hang back and hit it right and hook it. And after my surgery, I couldn't do that anymore. So when I tried to go back out and play, I was pretty horrible. So it was kind of discouraging. So I just set about trying to do some things and develop something that I could actually do and keep the ball in play and have a good time with. And I think for most people, it worked really well.
Yeah,
I got a lot of positive feedback from the Golf Swing Secret and how to put all that together and the Break 90 stuff I did. There was lots of positivity and a lot of success stories. People learn to play the game, and you know you're not going to be a tour player doing those type of things. But if you're shooting 105 and you want to get into the low 80s or the mid 80s, very good way to go. Or if you're just beginning the game, it's a really good way to learn and get control of what you're doing and be able to get out on the golf course and have a good time and shoot a decent score and play in 4 hours and the people behind you aren't yelling at you and.
Yeah, that would be good. Ben Throckmorton, you inspired our executive producer, who's celebrating his birthday today in so many ways. Oh. The way you talked about teaching people. I know you're not doing a lot of teaching anymore, but you still have a set number of students that you still take care of. You're just not taking them anymore. And I was curious why you're not online doing your Golf Swing Secret and the different websites.
The videos got dated. The information didn't, but the actual look and the stuff. And I was actually going to do some new, actually refilm it and update the look and the production and all that stuff. But so I took it down and then I put it off for about a year. And then last summer I got sick again and I had surgery and I've been, it's still on my plate, but I just hadn't got back to it yet. But okay. I'm actually back hitting ball now and can get back out on the course, which is a very good thing.
That's wonderful. Even if you're not playing well, you know, for a while, I just went out and I would putt.
Yeah, just to get outside.
Yeah,
just to get outside. And do it is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, and then I'd putt, and then I'd come a little bit further away from the hole, you know, and then I'd with friends, like, do you mind if I just drop and putt, you know? Then I drop and I'd chip and putt, you know, and just kind of get comfortable. And then as my body kind of got used to things, and I might add a little bit of a short swing in there, and so I totally understand. Going back and forth, and it's just always getting outside and continuing to move. If you don't move, you lose it. You know,
exactly.
And you just got to keep moving. Just get up and walk. If that's all you can do, just get up and walk and walk and walk and walk. And then you can do other things, you know, get your balance, stand on one leg, all kinds of stuff. I wanted to talk with you about something that was kind of shocking when Brendel Chambly called out Bernard Langer and Scott McCarron about their use of the long putter and said that it looked an awful lot like he had anchored that long putter on the last weekend's play. The USGA actually came out and didn't release until like a 6 o'clock Eastern time Friday evening.
Right.
Hello? Why not a little sooner so somebody could follow up with questions? But obviously, they didn't want to. United States Golf Association said, over the last 2 years, the USGA has worked with the PGA Tour champions and other professional tours to support education and adoption of Rule 14-1B. We are confident that rule has been applied fairly and consistently and have seen no evidence of any player breaching the rule, which does not prohibit a hand or club to touch a player's clothing in making a stroke. You see right. that, right?
Sure.
And Bernard Langer said, I'm certain that I'm not anchoring the putter and that my putting stroke is not violating the rules of golf.
Right.
So what about the, you know, the if it, you could touch the clothing, if it, but... Some people are going to say, well, it looks like he's touched the clothing and he's touching his rib cage or wherever it happens to be. Don't you think there'll always be doubt there?
There will be. And you know, the I'm old school from, you know, you can tell from the white hair on my head. But, you know, I think you're, if you're going to play at the highest level of game, you ought to be able to do without that stuff. I mean, I've never been a proponent of that. I mean, if it's legal and the guys can get an advantage by doing it, then it's legal. You know, I mean, Brendel Chambly shouldn't be calling out somebody for doing something that's within the rules of the game. But at the same time, you know, long putter is a help. You know, a lot of the newfangled equipment. I mean, anything you can do to make the weekend player a little better, have a little more fun, hit it a little further, make a few more putts, I think all that's great and it should be. But if you're going to play on the tour, for me, I mean, just from my perspective, if you're going to play the tour, then, you know, there should be a, you know, there should be a set of rules there that say, okay, here's what you can use, here's what you can't, you know. And, you know, I've never been a big fan of that.
Of the long putter?
No, yeah. I haven't. I actually used one myself, you know, so I guess that's or I did when I was playing, not when I was playing professionally, but just, you know, after I hurt my back, it just, for me, it was not having to bend over.
Yes.
You know, but I don't know that I putted any better with it than I did anything else. But you know, it's like basketball. If you're looking at basketball, or, you know, just because your point guard has smaller hands, they're not going to let you use a smaller ball. You know, I mean, it's like, okay, if we're all going to compete at the game, then there should be a set of rules there that says, yeah, let's all do something similar, you know. But I don't know. I'm a proponent of the ball. I think they all should play with a uniform ball. You know, I think everybody, they ought to throttle it back a little bit. And, you know, so the guys don't, you know, maybe they hit it. Maybe, you know, Bubba Watson hits it 300 rather than 360. And then, you know, the shorter guys hit it 280 rather than 325. And, you know, I think that would make the game better. It would make it more exciting to watch for me. I was looking at a golf magazine. I have a stack of old golf magazines from the 70s and 80s, and I was looking at, I think it was 1980. Andy Bean led the driving distance in 1980. You know, they had the top 60 money winners, and they're all the – Andy Bean was the longest driver on tour, and he averaged 286.
I'm sorry to laugh.
he was the longest guy out there.
Yeah.
That was it. You know, But you can see what that's done to the courses, you know. So now it's, you know, it's a game of pitch and putt, you know. If you can,
yeah,
you can hit 360 in the air, you know, it's like, okay, well, if you can hit it anywhere near where you're looking, it makes the game a lot easier.
Yeah, so you hit it as far as possible, and then from there, you're almost on the green anyway, and then you're
right.
Then you're on the green, and then you just got a putt.
But you,
that would
you
be
know,
the challenge.
In the grand scheme of things, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who would argue with me, but, you know,
the clubs and things have been a godsend for the weekend player and for the pros too. But I think that's one reason you're seeing, you see all these first time winners, because you've taken all these people who would have in 1978 been marginal. You know, they would have had to play with a bad ball and a steel shaft and a wooden head. You know, they would have had to develop some kind of thing where they could hit it in the fairway, hit it around the hole. And now they all, it's just cookie cutter. They stamp them out. You know, they've all got great equipment. They all got a ball that goes a mile and it doesn't curve in the air. So you've taken this whole group of people who would have been marginal, people in 75. And now now if they putt good, they win.
Yeah.
If you get a good putting weekend, you're right there with the rest of them. So I think over the long haul, short term, it's great. They hit it 300 yards. Tiger Woods was phenomenal and would have been phenomenal whatever he was playing with. It wouldn't have mattered. But, what's happening now is you've got all these kids out here, and it's why the ratings, I think, are suffering, because there's nobody of marquee value who plays well week to week to week. You don't have any – you got Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler, but they don't – not like when Nicklaus and Watson and Tiger Woods, and none of them are really dominant.
Yeah, so that's interesting, because there's always been the argument: do we need a dominant player? Do we need two guys competing with each other? Do we need, or is it better to have a bunch of guys who are all really good, so that one wins one week, one wins? But what we don't have right now is any comp. I don't mean this like it sounds. We don't have a competition. So that you can count on certain guys being there and going at it. It's great seeing the newcomers, the new guys winning and having a new champion every week. That's great for them. It's fabulous. But it doesn't give us any sense of my car number 42 is in the lead,
Right, exactly. you just said it, exactly. That's the ticket. That's what you want. When Nicklaus was there, you either loved him, because he was there every week. If he played, he was there, and you either loved him or you were rooting for somebody to beat him.
Yeah.
Same with Tiger. You either loved him or... I think ideally you would have three or four of them who were, out there, and they're all beating each other up every week, and there's that competition there. But even one is, like when Tiger was out there, when Tiger was winning, everything, it elevates everybody else. Everybody else has to come to the table, but they don't really have that now. So it's, I think people lose interest. They turn it on Saturday afternoon, and nothing against anybody. They're all great players. There's tons of great players. You even look at the secondary and the
web.com.
And then the third rate tours. Even the third, not third rate, but third level, you just keep going down to the mini tours. There's guys shoot 65s and, just blowing par up all the time. There's a ton of great players, but like I say, I think the equipment, the ball, the whole thing is sort of combined to marginalize the stars. There aren't, there's no stars left.
We're talking with a wonderful gentleman who is going to get his act together and get his tapes back up.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But it's always a pleasure to talk with you. So, I'd like to be able to go to those tapes. Maybe you can send me something so we can talk specifically about something that to teach. And then
I can send you one. Sure.
Yeah. Then we can use that topic and we can keep you as a regular. Ben Throckmorton, golf instructor. GolfSwingSecret.com is his creation. You can find him at throckmortonandcompany.com. It's THROCKMORTON and company. I bet you if you get it just a little bit off, Google will help you spell it right.
Google will help you find me. That's right.
Thanks for being on, Ben.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure, Daniel.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Mike Perkey, golf journalist, and he writes right now for The Morning Read, award-winning writer. Mr. Mike Perkey, written about the game for over 30 years for a number of publications, including Golf Magazine and Global Golf Post. And he's a former senior editor of Golf Magazine, won 2 writing awards from the Golf Writers Association of America and 3 awards from the International Network of Golf, co-written 2 books. Mike Perkey is up next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And in the clubhouse now, Mike Perkey, golf journalist, golf writer for the Morning Read. You can get the Morning Read. Just go online and go to morningread.com. And then click you want it, give them your, you know, your email address that you want it sent to, and voila, you get every morning the Morning Read. Mike Perkey, welcome in.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. You made my week, maybe my months, maybe my year, by writing your article that said, the next Tiger? It's a futile search, because I have become so tired of people saying, oh, and here comes, he's Tiger Woods, you know, he's the next guy, he's the one, he's coming, and it's Jason Day, then it's Dustin Johnson, it's Jordan Spieth, it's, God, you guys, come on, if somebody doesn't miss the cut for a year, then you can start asking, is this the next Tiger Woods? Can you tell
me? You know what got me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. You know what got me thinking about it, Danielle, was when Jordan Spieth won the Travelers, he was the second youngest to get 10 victories on the PGA Tour, and he was younger than Tiger and older than Jack Nicklaus. And they put him in between the two of the greatest of all time, and I thought, man, we can't hold Jordan Spieth to this standard. Tiger set such an impossibly high standard that nobody is in this generation is going to reach it. It's just not fair.
I couldn't agree that exactly, and that was the most recent moment that I was like, come on. those three guys, you know, Tiger on the left, Nicklaus on the right, and in the middle, Jordan Spieth. You know, one of the most amazing records that you left out in your article, from February 1998 to May of 2005, Tiger Woods made every cut in every tournament, 142 consecutive tournaments without missing a cut. I mean, when somebody, that's why I said, if somebody can make a cut every time they enter a tournament for 1 year, you know, then I might say, but I've got Jordan Spieth is doing great. And then all of a sudden he misses the cut. And then Jason Day is on fire, and then it's miscut, miscut, miscut. It's, you know, it's a human. They're great golfers. They're terrific talent. They're amazing people. But they're not Tiger Woods, and it's wrong to put them in that with those kinds of expectations. Everybody's saying to him, well, what's the problem with your game? When are you going to play 2015 like again?
Well, you know, it's an impossibly high standard. Every great player, Danielle, had flaws. Nicholas's flaw was he didn't have a very good short game, but he hit the ball well enough that it really didn't matter. He had to go to his friend Phil Rogers to teach him how to chip and putt, and later in his career. Tiger wasn't the greatest driver of the ball ever. He didn't like narrow golf courses particularly because it was hard for him to keep it between the trees. But he did everything else way better than anybody who had ever lived. He'd hit trouble shots better. His iron shots were better. His short game was maybe the best ever. And today's stars are a little more deeply flawed than Tiger and Nicholas were. You know, Spieth is not a very good driver of the ball. He gets wayward a lot. Jason Day, we really don't know what goes on with him. He winds up sick or hurt just about every other tournament. Dustin Johnson, you know, had to really work to be a better wedge player, and he's still not all that great. Rory McIlroy is hot and cold. He's mercurial. You never know what you're going to get from one week to the next with Rory. But Jordan Spieth is, you know, he's probably got the best mind of the group, but he doesn't have the kind of mind that Tiger had or even that Nicholas had.
But that was interesting that, you know, you end your article by saying, you know, but he does have that kind of tenacity, you know, that not giving up quality that you've got to have. And then you say, but wait a minute, I wasn't going to do that, right?
Yeah, you know, it's you can't help yourself sometimes. Spieth can turn a 75 into a 70 and a 72 and a 68, and the only people we know of that were able to do that were, Tiger. But we're not going to compare him, are we?
No, exactly. No, yeah. Let's not. I was just talking, you may have heard, with Ben Throckmorton about whether having a couple of very, you know, great players that you can count on having competition is better than having a field of great competition and, you know, having different ones come to the fore at different times. What is better for the sport of golf?
You know, Danielle, it's always better when Tiger plays, okay? It's just Tiger does not move the needle. He is the needle. So golf is always better when he's playing up to a high standard because more people pay attention. It raises the level of play for the rest of the field. Everybody knows they have to play at their absolute best to keep up with Tiger. But if we're not going to have Tiger anymore, then we're going to just have to get used to the fact that we've got, you know, a half a dozen, 9, 10 players, you know, who could win every week. And, you know, people say that professional golf has never been better, and I might disagree with that, but it's in pretty good shape. I don't mind having 6 or 8 guys, you know, swap positions at number one for a while, and I think that's just fine.
Yeah, it's what bugs me is when we don't just accept the fact that Tiger isn't, and
that's
let's
right.
celebrate the people who are for what they are, and I don't like the comparisons done so early in the game. I suppose it is. You know,
that's just terribly unfair.
Yeah, it is terribly unfair because then they have to hear those questions in the media center. Why not this week? What happened? How come not 2015 again? Where are you?
Well, you know why, don't you? It's golf. You know, that's why nobody plays great every week in golf except for Tiger. And Tiger's not here, so we're going to have to get used to the golfers being human again.
Somebody wrote in a really great letter to the editor, and I like that about Morning Read. We're talking with Mike Perkey, and he is a writer. He writes occasionally for Morning Read, and whenever he wants to. Did you do it like when you're inspired?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Because then it really comes out, and you feel, you know, I felt your passion at that moment. Of course, it was kin to mine. So Mike Perkey on The Morning Read, you can find that at morningread.com. And they also publish all of the letters to the editor. And one of them that struck me was in response to your article on Tiger Woods. And he went off and said, there is never going to be anybody because of what he did on the six USGA events in six consecutive years, US Junior Amateur 1991 to 93 and the US Amateur 1994 to 96. What did you think of that letter?
You know, he's absolutely right. Nobody had ever done that, and nobody will ever do that again. That's winning six straight USGA events is a feat. You know, it's not quite 18 majors, but it's up there. Nobody's ever going to do that.
Yeah, it was interesting. He goes, to begin, Woods had to local qualify for the first U.S. Junior, then beat 80 players to qualify for match play. Follow that with six grueling matches, and he was then the champion. Six people playing at peak performance. You know, repeat after me. He beat 36 straight killers in six different years at six very different venues and never had a hiccup.
Oh, if you watch the final match of his three U.S. amateurs in a row, he was down by a lot. He was down to Tripp Keeney by three or four holes at the turn. He was down to Buddy Marucci. He was down to Scott. What was Scott's first name? I can't remember. He was three or four holes down to him and came back on the last nine or the last 12 holes from way behind to beat every one of them. Steve Scott.
That, yes. I'm sorry. I don't have your background in, when it comes to writing.
I don't have my memory anymore.
Oh, you are. The Legends of Golf, 25 years of the Champions Tour, playing around with a little pro, with legendary teaching pro Eddie Marens, are two of the books that Mike Perkey has written. And now, we're going to go to the Open. We've got the U.S. Women's Open. Get LPGA, you talk about an interesting tour model. Let's just say if you wanted to model your business after one of the tours because you wanted to create a tour, I would model mine after the LPGA. They do have multiple winners, but there's a level of competition within the LPGA that just makes it somehow much more exciting at times than the PGA Tour. Don't tell them I said so. Oh, what are your thoughts?
You know, Danielle, compare the LPGA Tour today to the LPGA Tour 25 years ago. And today's LPGA Tour has fewer stars. You know, and 25 years ago, there was Pat Bradley and Laura Davies and Meg Mallon and Betsy King and, you know, several more that I'm not thinking of.
World Golf Hall of Famers, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And today, there are not as many stars, but I think it's more compelling to watch. I think the commissioner, Mike Wan, has done worlds of good for that tour. It's in better shape than it's ever been and maybe in better shape than it has even a right to be. But it has so many compelling stars and you know, the Korean girls are starting to blend in and
yes,
learn English and,
yes,
and make them easier for us to cheer for. So, you know, you go into an LPGA Tour event every week, you have no idea who's going to win.
But it's going to be fabulous golf.
Exactly.
Yeah, and there's going to be...
I think they're better players today than they were then.
Yeah, some people say they're better than the PGA Tour players. Yeah, it could be. You know, let's dial the ball back and find out. But that would affect the girls, too. Nevertheless, now, the next up for the men is, of course, the Scottish Open and then the Open. Looking forward to Royal Birkdale. Have you covered it from Birkdale?
I have covered it from Birkdale. It's been the last time it was at Birkdale, and I can't remember what year that was, but yes, I was there.
Yeah.
You know, Birkdale is kind of the weak sister of the Open Rota. I mean, it's fine. It's a great links golf course, but it's not Muirfield, and it's not the old course, and it's not Liverpool, and it's not
Carnoustie, right? Yeah,
and it's not Turnberry, but it's perfectly fine. It's a good traditional links course that we'll get a very deserving champion from.
Looking forward to talking to you when we're celebrating the Open. Some people think it is the best. Of course, the Europeans believe it is the best event of all the majors. Do you have a favorite major?
You know, I don't, Danielle. I love the Masters because of its tradition. And, you know, I love walking around that golf course. I think the Open Championship is the most interesting of the four majors.
There you go. Maybe
because of what you have to deal with. You have to deal with the elements. You have to deal with links golf. You know, you don't see links golf on the European Tour more than once or twice a year.
Even on the European Tour, yes.
Even on the European Tour, yes. They don't play links golf.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, most of the European Tour players only see links golf, you know, once or twice a year. They're playing at a links at Port Stewart at the Irish Open this week, and they're playing at Dundonald links, a fairly new links in Scotland. But normally it's only one or two times a year that you see that kind of golf, and it's so much different, and it so much requires a lot of thought and imagination that the other three majors just don't have.
Yes, you can't just bomb that driver down there and then get on the green and putt.
Well, yeah, you can bomb the drive down there and then find yourself in a pot bunker that's only big enough for you and the ball.
That's kind of what I meant.
Yeah.
If you want to be successful, you have to have an imagination. Oh. So nice to talk with you, Mike Perkey.
Always, Danielle.
And we'll talk again during the Open. Thank you.
Anytime. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to talk to someone who's just back from the UK. Last week, we went to Ireland. This week, we're going to discover the Atlantic Lynx in Cornwall, England. Mike May, a golf writer, discovering the Atlantic Lynx. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
I need help. Maybe you've heard that from people who are taking care of a loved one. They don't want to go into a home. They want to stay at home, but need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative. Meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene. See, home care to give peace of mind to you and to the one you love. A few hours a week or 24/7. It's really up to you. You choose the number of hours you need. So need help? They have a plan for you, for your parents, your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help. The number is 548-7526. Eliminate the hassles, the frustration, and the unknown. Call Need Help now at 548-7526. They're available on Maui and Oahu, of course. They're actually in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. Need help? That number is 548-7526.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, the Prince Course may be opening on Kauai in the very near future. Well, maybe not very near, but, you know, 700 acres of the Princeville at Hanalei has been, that course has been closed. You couldn't play the Prince Course. You could play Princeville, but not the Prince Course. Now, the resort group has hired the Colorado-based East West Partners to develop 700 acres of the Princeville at Hanalei Resort on Kauai's North Shore with ranch home sites. And they're going to reopen the Prince Golf Course. They've been keeping the Prince in gorgeous shape, so there's not a lot of work that needs to be done on the golf course. Robert Trent Jones Jr. came in and did a whole bunch of work, and he keeps up with the course. It's absolutely fabulous. I'm really looking forward to seeing it again. East-West Partners has done work on Kauai, developed the Kukui'ula Club Villas on the Garden Isle South Shore. So Kukui'ula has had their club villas surrounding the course developed by the same group, and they're going to do the Prince Course ranch home style. I'm looking forward to being able to play the Prince Course. I wonder if they'll let us play the Prince Course again. I'm making an assumption. We're going to have to find out. All right, let's go find out with Mike May, golf writer, returning from discovering the Atlantic Lynx. And, you know, we always talk about Scotland and Ireland, and let's all go there. What's wrong with the good old England? Cornwall is beautiful. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mike May.
It is a pleasure to be on the air in Hawaii, and I want to play the Prince Course as well with you one day.
So. Yes, come over. Now tell us, what is the Atlantic Lynx?
Well, the Atlantic Lynx is a series of six golf courses at five clubs in the three southwestern counties of England that form that English peninsula to the southwest. I'm talking about Somerset, and then west of there is Devon, and then west of there is Cornwall. You've got two courses in Cornwall, Trevose and St. Enedoc. St. Enedoc is a course that Tom Watson used to go play at prior to the Open. In Devon, you have Royal North Devon, the oldest golf course in England. And then the Saunton Golf Club, which has Saunton East, S-A-U-N-T-O-N, Saunton East and Saunton West. And then in Somerset, you've got an Open qualifying course that's been used in the past, Burnham and Barrow, in the community of Burnham-on-Sea in North Somerset.
You know, that is a most spectacular part of England. That I was in Southampton to catch a ship, a ride, and I went on some tours of the south of England. It's spectacular. It's like, I don't know, it's going back in time. You feel like you're Robin Hooding out there. Do you feel that way? I know you lived in the area.
Yes, so there's castles, there's small lanes that are, in theory, big enough for two cars, but really only big enough for one.
Yeah.
The coastal communities of the coast of Cornwall is filled with little coves and outlets. And in fact, there is a strong historical smuggling tradition of usually bringing over French wines and brandy, and you can smuggle them into the coves of Cornwall and not be caught by the government agents. And Devon is where Plymouth is based, and that's the Pilgrims took off from Plymouth in Devon. And Somerset is just an extension of Devon and Cornwall. And again, you could be at the Burnham and Barrow first tee at 2.5 hours west of London, and you'd still be making your way by car or by train going up to Scotland. So it's accessible, lots of history, and the courses are as good and magnificent as what you'll find anywhere else in the United Kingdom.
Burnham and Barrow in Somerset, is that the first course you played when you went over?
It was. I landed at 6:30 on Friday, June 16th, and I got through customs and immigration and all that stuff. And then I jumped in a rental car and was at Burnham and Barrow by 11:15 or so, and I did an interview with the superintendent, who they called the head greenkeeper, asking him how you keep a great course like this in tremendous conditions despite all the elements of sea and rain and wind and things like that. And then I had a 12:58 tee time. Was actually meant to play by myself, but I joined up with another member, and the two of us carried our bag and walked 18 holes, and I felt so great at the end. I walked another seven, and I hardly slept in the plane. I was just living on emotion and adrenaline, and just happy to be at Burnham and Barrow.
Wow. Are there carts, or is it all walking?
Generally speaking, it's all walking. Burnham and Barrow does have access to carts, but, you know, why would you want to be in a cart and rush through a round? You want to walk. There's hardly any level lies at Burnham and Barrow. The same could be said of the other courses. And that's one of the reasons, historically, you do not have carts. It's sort of a safety hazard, because it's not like going down the middle of a fairway when everything is just flat and well manicured. You're playing on a course that Mother Nature built, and mankind got involved and dug a few sand pits for bunkers and made a green, and voila, you've got a golf course.
I love it. Do they have professional caddies?
The courses that I played did not, so you could probably call ahead and maybe hire someone in the pro shop to carry a bag for you, but they're fairly easy to figure out. And on links golf courses, most of the trouble is at the back or the side of the greens, with the exception, of course, the first hole at St. Andrews, which has that berm running, the Slocum berm running in front of the green. Most links golf courses do not have trouble entering the green, and that's why you can do those bump and run shots. So as you walk the hole, you can sort of see the path, and you can see the punch of the land, and if it goes slopes left to right, then you better aim up the left because that ball's going to kick down to the right.
That's marvelous. It's marvelous. It's beautiful. I posted a picture of Burnham and Barrow in Somerset. It's an absolutely gorgeous course. Are there multiple courses there?
There are. For marketing purposes, it's not the only links golf course in Somerset, but it's by far and away the finest. And as I said earlier on, it's been used as a qualifier for the Open. And it's not a course that some of the pros like to play. It can be tough. And when the wind's up, as it usually is, it's an experience. And it's frustrating. It's challenging. It's fun. It's different than what we're used to. And when you get a par in a links golf course, you feel like a few fist pumps.
Well, yeah. Now, how about push carts? Do they allow those? I'm trying to
Yeah, definitely. And those are the way to go. They call them trolleys. They call golf carts buggies. So it's if you want a buggy, you can get one. But I think you're sort of compromising the experience. But definitely use a pull cart. I did most of the time. And then the walk is leisurely, and you just sort of soak in the atmosphere, and you go, you know, I'm not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah, well, one doesn't want to be when one goes to England to play at Burnham and Barrow. When I was looking at their website, I thought they had two courses at Burnham and Barrow. Am I mistaken?
They do. They've got the church course, which is the main course, and then there's another course called the Channel, I believe. And actually, that course is built within the other one. So you're almost getting an identical experience using the second course. It's a nine-hole layout. I didn't get a chance to play it, though I did see many of the holes. When I get back there next, I'll try to play 18 of the big one and then nine of the other one.
Okay, so you could do a nine-hole excursion instead of the full 18.
Yeah. Now, when you play the regular big course at Burnham and Barrow, the 10th tee is out in the country. It does not. The ninth green does not finish near the clubhouse. When you walk away from the clubhouse off the first tee, you don't see that clubhouse until you come down the 18th fairway.
Wow.
So you can play nine holes. You just got to walk in.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not a problem. You're walking anyway. I was just thinking of for people who aren't feeling they can do 9 or 18 holes, and 9 holes would be more comfortable for them if it's possible. Yeah. Just wanted to get the lay of the land. Now, Dormy House is where you stayed. What's that like?
Yes. That is a very simple structure. It's two stories and 8 rooms. One of them, there are two single beds in there, and it's just literally, it's a one-minute walk from the first tee. It's on the premises, just off the parking lot, and it's a classic stay-and-play opportunity. The bar has numerous things to drink and great food, so you can literally park your car at Burnham and Barrow for a 2 or 3 night stay, play golf there, every day is different, and then stay at the Dormy House, and you don't have to worry about navigating your way around the village, though it's a very small community to begin with. So once you park your car, you can stay there and have all your meals. They serve a great breakfast inside. They serve great lunches, and they serve dinners there too.
We have something like this on Kauai. All the golf courses get together and they market Kauai is a golf destination, and nobody minds if I say Princeville and Poipu and Kauai Lagoons. They're all in one breath. There's no sense of you're violated. Other places don't want you to talk about a different course because, you know, they want to be the only destination. So Atlantic Links, they decided to get together and market this as a destination?
Yes, the course is all fairly close to one another. The first one, of course, is Burnham and Barrow. Then you would go further west, and you would hit Staunton, and as well as Royal North Devon. They're literally about 4 miles apart. If you go play in Staunton, there's a marvelous hotel that I spent a night at called the Staunton Sands Hotel. Sort of looks like the Greenbrier on a cliff. It's this big, huge white facade that's overlooking the Atlantic Ocean and a huge beach, and I stayed there, and it was everything that I thought it would be, and then some. Royal North Devon is just quaint. It's, again, the oldest golf course in England. They have a series of golf memorabilia in the clubhouse that's really second to St. Andrews, and the great thing about Royal North Devon that makes it sort of different and special is that it's built on public land. There's huge amounts of rough there. And in the rough, you find grazing sheep and grazing horses.
Oh, I like it already.
And in fact, as I played the first hole at Royal North Devon with the assistant greenkeeper, it's a par five. We hit a tee shot, go across the bridge, on the fairway, and literally in the middle of the bridge in the first hole after hitting my first shot was a sheep. And I said to Ollie, I said, is that sheep going to move? And he did. They get out of the way. They stay in the rough. They never get in the fairway because you know why? There's not enough grass for them to eat.
No, right. The rough is where I want to be. That's where the food is, nice and deep.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, wonderful.
The only issue with the sheep is sometimes in the middle of your backswing, you hear a distant baa, but it's okay.
I imagine one can get accustomed to that. Yes? Yes, absolutely. Mike May, where can we read more about what this Atlantic Lynx?
I'm actually sharing story. I'll probably be sharing a story on my website, MikeMayMarketing.com. I hope to have something up next week. But I'm having stories appear in a variety of golf publications and digital publications around the country. So I will, and I'll be distributing things through my Facebook site. But again, MikeMayMarketing.com is my website, and I'll be having a story up there within a matter of days. I'm still putting together notes, and this is one of my first interviews following the trip back. I got back on Monday night, July 3rd. So
fantastic. So good to talk with you. And you'll be back to share more of the, because there's a total of six within the Atlantic Lynx. You can go to atlantic-lynx.co.uk. Go to Atlantic Lynx on Google, and it'll probably find it for you, okay? But it's atlantic-lynx.co.uk. And Mike May will be back to talk some more about some of the courses. They are Royal North Devon, Saunton East and West. How do you pronounce St. And you, I don't know how to pronounce.
Yeah, St. Enadoc.
Enadoc. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about St. Enadoc and Trevose, all of these gorgeous golf courses. Very beautiful. Just go check them out at atlantic-lynx.co.uk. Thanks, Mike May. We'll talk soon.
I look forward to it. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. It's going to be a mostly sunny day today. It's going to be hot again. You can expect 84 to 89 degrees. The winds are easterly, 15 to 20 miles per hour. We'll have some light rain in the morning, possibly in the afternoon, mostly on the windward side, sometimes on the leeward coast. Remember, it's a full moon, thunder moon, and that's tonight at 6:06. Volcano, it was 58 degrees and 9:56. Makalei, the back nine? The back nine is playing at Makalei. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 11 o'clock if you'd like to play. Jack and Jill, they're getting out today. That's over at Royal Hawaiian Country Club where there's a 9:36. And at Ka'anapali, we've got some beautiful courses playing over on the island of Maui. I don't have Ka'anapali times. I have Wailea at 9:36 and Maui Nui at 10:12. And MPD is out on the course. May you boys all hit the sweet spot. May you girls all hit the sweet spot. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. That's right. If they use it to protect the Lamborghini showroom, you want it to protect your home. Providing lasting security and safety for your business, your home, it's Rainer Doors. Futurastone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. It is Futurastone. Only the best. Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, you get the picture, right? Anything that you want to do, Creative Plumbing, that's where you go to. A new build, a renovation, or a repair. Again, whatever you need to do, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. And need help? Call 548-7526. Need help? taking care of a patient, a parent, a spouse, a relative, meal planning, prep. You could have them help put together foods, maybe make a bunch of food and they can be frozen, right? Light housekeeping, assistance bathing and hygiene. That's what need help is all about. Home care to give peace of mind to you and the person you love who wants to stay at home and age at home. And maybe you should set it up for yourself so that you can plan what you want to do. 548-7526. Tell them Danielle sent you. Okay. Thank you for your mama. And may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. And this is The Golf Club. http://www.radiogolfclub.com.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.